Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Speaking of the Kaya959 family, I just love to see, you know, us as a Kaya959 family win, hey? Brati just announced yesterday that his book, The Pause, is going to be coming out this November, 8th of November. Please mark it, okay? Which is really amazing in and of itself to, number one, undertake such a project such as that one. And, of course, the insights that is going to be sharing there. Cannot wait. So really inspired from this particular revelation, we thought, you know, if you were to look at your life and all the events and the moments that you've experienced as chapters in a book, right? What would you say what chapter would you say you are in right now in your life? Is it a chapter of discipline, chapter of learning, chapter of gratitude, where you are forced to be grateful for where you are? A chapter of breathing after the storm, because I don't think we take that in. Sometimes we like storms. We say we don't, but you like storms. You like matlaka-tlaka. But sometimes you get a chapter where you just breathe after the storm. So think about it. What chapter would you say you are in right now in your life? Why do you think you're in this chapter currently? What is this chapter teaching you about yourself, about life, about people, all of that? Let's chat. Talk to me.
I'm in a chapter where now yonke into engiyenzayo I have to look back. Ngikhumbule ukuthi khona abantu abangibhekileyo, khona abantu abamele ngibaconsider life in yami ukuthi eish, I've got kids. I'm driving school kids. Yonke into engiyenzayo like stop sign, robot noma yini, start imoto. Ngikhushas like ama hazard. Ngimake sure ukuthi all the time ngiprepared ngiright. I know yazi nature can take it place mare. Hayi ukuthi mina manje mele
I think it's really more of a chapter of realizing or being aware now of your responsibility. Hey, I got a tweet here from Kenneth Modisaking. Says, I'm in a chapter where I'm about to end all the suffering and poverty. Hey, I've even made t-shirts and I've actually looked at the t-shirts. It says, Inhlupheko iyaphela. No more suffering. Hey, I want a t-shirt, Kenneth. Okay, please send one to me because I'm not a suffering child.
So I'm in that chapter of turning my past experiences into life lessons. So most of the times I find myself repeating the same mistakes because I fail to learn from them at that moment. I feel like I'm quick to move on without thoroughly reflecting on what it is I've done. So I'm in that stage where I am now properly learning to learn from my mistakes to avoid repeating them over and over again.
Hey, and that's a powerful chapter, hey, because now, number one, you really get to replay everything that has happened. And two, also take accountability as to what was your part in it. Sure. Powerful. The girls, the babes, Benda, but all right. We're talking about chapters of life, right? If you're looking at your life as a book and you are currently in a particular chapter, what is this chapter here for? What is the chapter? What is it here to teach you? All of that. It's a difficult one.
It is, because then that means I need to like pull all of the...
Yeah. Let me tell you what my chapter is right now. So currently my chapter is to accept the gift, which is broadcasting, and also accept where I am right now and not to think it's a fluke and it's going to end, to just sit in it and actually really take it in. And all more than anything, take the baton and just run.
Embrace it all.
And that it's not by mistake.
Imposter
I'll be working, child.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what my chapter is.
Don't do that to yourself.
Hey.
Mine, I think, will have to be something like, if it wasn't a book, it would be the build-up.
Come on, the build-up.
You know?
Come on, set up for a punch.
You know why? I feel like I'm only starting to live the life that I was supposed to now.
Oh,
at
I
the
love
age
that.
Of 33. You
I
know?
Love that.
So now I feel like the only thing that can happen for me is to go up. You know, I've experienced so many downs and so many disappointments, and all of those things were little lessons that I had to kind of get through. Now my focus is like, it's very clear. It's like I know exactly where I'm supposed to be going. So yeah, I'm just building up to exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm not there yet,
but you know,
now my path is like very, it's straight, like I'm not confused, I'm not distracted, I'm just Nila. That's just where I am.
I love it for you.
When I'm there by my final destination.
Remember that.
Yeah, no, I'll try, guys. You know?
I'll try
to make an impact in my life right now.
That's right, Chia says it all.
Yeah. Please, man. JJ?
Sure. Yeah.
Mjolo chapter? No?
Mjolo chapter.
No?
Crossroads.
Crossroads.
That's the name of my chapter.
Okay.
Crossroads. And this is with everything. Mm-hmm. Mjolo chapter, finance chapter. And each have a little breakdown of, you know, sub-headings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, playing catch up with everything.
How do you think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit, babes. You're a whole business
owner.
That's
how you see it. It's your worst critique.
Hey.
Thank you.
You are a whole entire business owner. Double income, does it?
And like an actress whose movie was at the cinema. Like,
hello.
Yeah, JJ doesn't give it herself enough credit.
Ma'am,
yeah.
When we talk about Mambara Week, you can't relate to it. You understand? Because the coin is sending and everything. I mean, you understand? Come on. Give yourself credit.
We rest when we die.
Stop with the imposter system. Like, syndrome,
you must
guys.
They're playing catch up.
If you didn't listen to the show, when was it? Tuesday? Somebody said you must eat the money that works the body. Something like that.
What? Say that again.
You must eat the money that works, the body works. Something. But nonetheless, you work hard.
Oh, so yes.
Not only spend your money, but experience life. You understand? Don't put it off.
Okay, I'm going to take your advice.
Please. You deserve to.
Please. Thank you.
So let that be your next chapter, which starts tomorrow.
The next chapter. It's tomorrow already. I am not done with this one.
Immediately, no. You're done. Please, eat your money. Spend your money.
Ezzy, I love this part of my life.
Yeah.
I call this the practical part of my life.
Nice.
You know, I've been busy with theory. All the ups and downs were all theory. Mm. Now it's practical. Now it's me first before abanye abantu. Like, angisafarele omunye umuntu. You know, I got my tools. I know every purpose of my tools. Now it's time for me to put action. So that's why I say this is the practical chapter of my life.
Powerful.
This chapter of my life is take responsibility. Like, I wanna man, it's like you are going to be a father, so you have to take step forward. So we are pambili, boy. This is my chapter. So we are pambili.
Come on, take responsibility. Somebody we haven't heard from in a while. Ndate Selby, hello. Ndate Selby.
Hi, Gunjani, Andy.
Ngo, Nanda, Dunjana.
Blessed beyond measure. Ngaphambi kokuba ngikunikeza ichapter yami, angibonge akakwenzayo la kuwe. Ya, ukwenza iradio guru. Ya. Ichapter yami and ngiku-chapter la ngi-appreciate yonke into eza kini. Ngobe uma ngibheke emuva la ngikhona, akukho oku-worse. Okwenzakalayo manje ukundlula lokho engidlule kukho. Lokho engidlule kukho kwakunzima, kepha e-responding time. Uma ngibheke emuva ngikhona ukubona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyangithanda.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, chapter engikuyo. The chapter of appreciating every moment of my life.
Sure. That is so powerful. Uma ngibheke emuva, I can see that uNkulunkulu uyangithanda. Wow. One thing about Ndata Selby, he'll take you to church, Nji. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ndata Selby. What is the chapter in your life right now? What is the title of the chapter? What is he here to teach you? Because everything is there to teach you and to make you become more of yourself. Talk to me.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, guys.
So this chapter of my life is called I Don't Care, because I've spent so much of my time worrying about what people think. What would they think if I walk out of my marriage? What would they think if I do this? What would, how, why, you know, understand? So everything that has been going on, it's always been about other people it's never been about me. So this chapter is, guys, I don't care. You judge me, you don't judge me. It's okay. I've accepted the situation. I've accepted who I am, and I am finally at a happy place. And it took a long time for me to get to this happy place. And I'm not willing to sacrifice it for anybody. So if you judge me for doing the things that I do, it's okay. I don't care.
Sure.
I am doing me. And if that makes you unhappy, toughies, this is my time.
But you know what? You know what I think is actually quite incredible is that in some way or form, this in and of itself does break some sort of a generational curse. Because think about it, right? When you were younger, we were all taught community. Everything is a group activity. And we weren't taught about, you know, individualism. But now that you've learned this now, imagine how much better of a parent you're going to be and how much you're not going to guilt your children when they also put themselves first. powerful.
Hi, Andy. Hello. My chapter at the moment is I've had a lot of upheavals, as many people would understand and have as well. I've had a lot of challenges. I've had a lot of problems, and you know, I've went through the capital D for you know separation a few years ago. So this chapter of my life, with all the challenges that I've gone through, and actually wrote a book. I actually wrote and completed a book. It's entitled All of Me. So this chapter is basically about me discovering myself, me also seeing that all the upheavals and challenges and problems and pains of life are lessons. As one look at them as lessons, one will always benefit from them. Life is not about avoiding pain, but it's about seeing the lessons in the pain that you experience. Thank you.
Come on, you better preach. Let's go to Foslo. Dudu, hello.
Hello, my sweetheart.
How are you? Hey, that's all that matters, eh? I'll student calling there's a one favex. I don't value right in the back, ne?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Get
to Msani Valley Raid.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Talk to me about this chapter you're in right now.
I didn't get you there.
Talk to me about this chapter that you're in right now.
Oh, my God. Young Taylor, it's called Sani, you know? Yeah, and the Bible says you're there for 90 days, eh? I think I've overstayed my period, like way, way, way beyond my period, you know?
Isani, sorry, just to interrupt you there.
Where Jesus went up to the mountain. Now I get
you. Okay.
You understand?
Sure.
Yeah, it feels like I'm living there permanently, you know? Because all my life, all I've done is take care of everybody that I love, you know? And it seems like the more I give, the more they want, you know? And the more I come back and fix whatever has been broken by them, the more they continue to break, and the more I continue to come and rebuild. We have one Amtalabab. And the third thing is this, it's not done by people abanga pangle. Lento yenzo abantu hayo, abanla, engabafela noma ngini, you know? Because it's like now I'm an instrument. I'm no more sampled or recognized or appreciate why. Do you understand? So I mean, I must just step in. I must always provide. I must always think, you know, I must just be superwoman. You know what? Yeah, I'm Sani, basically. And as I said, the next one must be petrol station because
you know what, yes, I'll do. Maybe the chapter is actually more about setting boundaries and learning to set a boundary and to say no. And if things break, they break. And people must learn, you understand? Because sometimes people will fix, but because Austutu is there front and center and is going to fix, they will stop. I'm just saying, think about it, Austutu. Uhlane is the wilderness. Thank you to my producer. Let's go to Alex now. Bafana, Bafana, hello.
Hiya, Winjani.
Ngona. Just based on your name, I'd say your chapter is about losing, but I'm going to stop because yes, Bafana, Bafana. Anyways, talk to me about your chapter, Budwam.
Well, my chapter this year and this now is to being a good father to my kids, you know, to my two daughters. You know, growing up without Mara and Farah.
Yeah.
And then, no, last week when I had a topic with my daughter, she's doing matric next year. I said, no, sure. My chapter now is to work extra hard, taking overtime, making sure that when she finishes matric, she can go wherever when she wants to go.
Absolutely.
And making it better than me, what I did on my life.
Yeah. You know what, girl dads are such incredible dads. Listen, my dad was a hands-on dad as well, and he was very proud to be a girl dad. So please don't stop her. And the parenting doesn't stop. Even when they become old and they think they're grown and they're died, please, you must still be there to catch them, ne?
Yes, yes. So that's my chapter, just to be there for my daughters, giving them the special attention. You know, something that I never had in my life, you know, when you don't have that experience.
Yeah.
You used to have that experience with your children and everything. So that's my wish and my chapter.
This is incredible. This is incredible. And I love that you're going into this chapter with intention in and of itself. Sure. Dads are amazing. Sure. Talk to me about your chapter.
This chapter in my life is called Do You. This is the chapter where I perfect the art of saying no. This is the
part where I perfect the art of putting myself first and all the little things that I've done for grateful, ungrateful people. This is the time to stop. This is the chapter where I put myself first.
Come on, chapter, do you?
Mina, this chapter in Nguyo Manje, it's about healing. It's about my spiritual growth. It's about self-discovery. Yo, this chapter is so interesting. I'm so happy. No, it's about peace, Inje, but mostly about my spiritual growth and healing. You know, I'm a child food traumas, understanding, as in healing in a generation before me, so I'm really enjoying this chapter of my life.
Oh, I love that. Somebody sent me a tweet saying that the title and the chapter of their life is, and I'm going to sound it out for you. Yeah, nah. That's the chapter. You understand? Like, no translation. All right.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.